from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary Kerry to meet with State Department dissenters. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to meet with department employees who submitted a cable calling for a more muscular U.S.-Syria policy, although the State Department has stopped short of saying that the secretary agrees with their position. Mr. Kerry acknowledged that he had read the dissent cable. He said it's very good. He said he planned to meet with at least some of the 51 mostly mid-level diplomats who have called for targeted airstrikes against the Syrian regime. The diplomats' request submitted through the department's internal dissent channel became public last week after it was leaked to several news organizations. Stephen Souness is a Middle East scholar with the University of San Francisco.
Well, it's a good sign in many respects, whether or not you agree with them, that there are people in the State Department willing to publicly dissent out of concern for moral or strategic reasons. If we'd had that kind of spying back 15 years ago, we may have avoided the tragedy of the Iraq invasion.
Their call for airstrikes is a means of exerting pressure, they say, on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. In its Global Trends report, Making World Refugee Day Today, the UN High Commission for Refugees said the crisis worsened in 2015. UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi.
Unfortunately, the number in the last year has gone up by 10%. We're now at 65 million people. Two-thirds are internally displaced people, the most difficult to reach. One-third are refugees. 90% are in middle-income countries or in poor countries. 50% of the refugees are children.
This is VOA News. More than 30,000 people have left the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the past 3 days as government forces stormed into the center of the city, pushing Islamic State fighters into the northwestern part of the city. Some Islamic State militants reportedly have sent their wives and children out of the city with the refugees. The U.S. Supreme Court has left in place 2 state bans on certain assault-style semi-automatic rifles. Pro-gun advocates had filed a challenge to the assault weapons bans in Connecticut and New York, but the court on Monday refused to hear the challenge. The bans were passed after a gunman with an AR-15 rifle killed 20 children and 6 educators at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut in 2012. 7 states and Washington, D.C. have enacted bans on assault weapons. Automatic weapons are already banned under federal law. Campaigning in Britain is in its final phase ahead of Thursday's referendum on EU membership, as the polls show the Remain camp gaining a possible indication of how the murder of anti-Brexit lawmaker Joe Cox by a suspected right-wing extremist may be tipping the balance in favor of keeping the status quo. Comres, that's a London market research firm, released a poll saying support for staying in the EU is rising among voters who had previously described themselves as undecided. Jeremy Corbyn is the leader of the Labour Party in the UK, and he'd like to remain in the EU.
There are a couple of days to go, and on my experience, and I've been involved in lots of elections over my life, that in the last 2 or 3 days, when all the politicians have become exhausted with the campaigning, the public finally catch on and get interested in it. So we've got 2 days of intense interest, I hope.
Supporters of the Remain campaign have warned of the potential for economic dislocation by leaving the EU after 43 years. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people and wounded around 40 others. The deadliest attack occurred in Kabul when a suicide bomber approached a minibus on foot and set off explosives, killing 14 and wounding another 8. Those killed were Nepalese security guards who were part of a company looking after the security of the Canadian embassy in Kabul. Intelligence officials in Iran today have broken up the biggest terrorist plot to ever be conceived against Tehran and other areas of the country. According to Iran's state news agency IRNA, in a statement, the intelligence ministry announced that it had thwarted plans by a Takfiri terrorist group to launch a series of bombings over the coming days. Now, the term Takfiri is a derogatory term used to describe Muslims who accuse one another of being non-believers. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.